Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Let's freaking go, people. Come on. It's a Friday. Here at the station, it's a payday Friday. It's a Phil Collins Friday. And more importantly, Western Conference Semifinals Game 6 Friday. Los Angeles, Warriors, Lakers. Warriors trying to stave off elimination. Come back to the Bay for a Game 7 on Mother's Day. Try to come back from a 3-1 deficit on Mother's Day. Yes, we know the last time a 3-1 deficit in a major playoff game involving the Warriors happened. It culminated on Father's Day, and that would be back in 2016. Cleveland, this is for you. And wouldn't it be poetic for the Golden State Warriors if they force a Game 7, which they got to win tonight in Los Angeles, at Crypto.com Arena, and we'll have all that coverage leading up to that game. We'll have coverage of that game all pre and post, all day long, right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors live starting at 6 with John Dickinson, who will be live down at the arena formerly called Staples Center, before tossing over to the great Tim Roy, who will be on the call, tip-off 7 o'clock. It's just a massive, massive day. And wouldn't it be poetic if the Warriors completed the comeback on Mother's Day against that man, LeBron James, against that team in that jersey? It would be one for the ages, but they got to get it done tonight. Game 6, where are you watching? What are you doing this weekend? That's always the question on a Friday. 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text. The Comcast Business text line is always open. And we are also streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Good morning to all of you on Twitch and YouTube. Be sure to download that Odyssey app. Favorite 95.7 The Game also for all of your Golden State Warriors playoff coverage all postseason long. This is your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. So don't go anywhere else, folks, because it's the best place to have it. Min Mai, good morning. Brandon, good morning. On the YouTube chat, Min, what's up with the Wiggins injury? Well, that was something that kind of leaked a little late last night. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game insider. You know him, you love him. He covers the Warriors better than everyone else, and he's our guy right here on 95.7 The Game. Slater, this was his tweet last night. Quote, Andrew Wiggins is listed as questionable for Game 6 with a left costal cartilage fracture. And that's an area of the rib cage. So that happened. It looked like some people were posting videos trying to find out when it happened. Might have happened late in the fourth in Game 5. And here's our own Doc Pondia of UCSF. Guy is the best. He is the best. Big Warriors fan. You know him. You love him. You love Doc Pandya. He's locked in. Quick thread on costal cartilage injuries. Quote, the costal cartilage is the cartilage that connects the ribs to the sternum. This cartilage allows the rib cage to expand and absorb shock for trauma. It is a variation of a rib fracture. Return to play largely depends on pain relief. If the athlete can breathe slash function with the pain, then they can return to play. There are various ways to control the pain, i.e. injection, and protect the area. So that is Dr. Nirav Pandya of UCSF, a sports orthopedic surgeon. He's one of the best. Smart guy. He's always on, what is it, Willard and Dibbs, cleared to play. It's usually him or Doc Feely, Brian Feely. Those guys are doing a hell of a job. So Wiggins, injury, Game 6. After all that, left costal cartilage fracture. Yeah, I expect him to play. Slater had an article last night regarding that. He will play, probably. But is he going to be limited? In a must-win situation when he has been your best defender all series long outside of Draymond Green, hell, it still might be Andrew Wiggins. He's got the task of guarding LeBron James most of the time. And LeBron, we all know the stat, we all know the record. Undefeated in his NBA career, he is 17-0. I think it's the best of all time, if I'm not mistaken. 17-0 when his team takes a 3-1 series lead. He's never blown it. Never. I also think I saw a stat where he's undefeated in game sevens in his career, which is absolutely ridiculous. But, hell, he's one of the greatest players of all time, so maybe I shouldn't question that. But the Warriors, they're trying to change history. They're trying to turn back the clock. They're trying to get revenge for 2016 against that man. Can they do it? Will they do it? It starts tonight. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570 is the number to get involved. Comcast Business Text Line 408 thinks it's going to be Lakers in six. We shall see. I'll tell you this right now. And y'all know the jersey I'm wearing. If you're on Twitch and YouTube, be sure to search 95.7, like, subscribe, favorite. You already know the start of the series, my allegiances, pregame show, unbiased takes, morning roast, a little biased. But I'll tell you this right now. Lakers lose this game tonight. There's no chance in hell. Shout out Vince McMahon. No chance in hell they're winning a game seven up here at Chase Center. So you win tonight, Warriors fans, you got a 99% chance you're going to win Game 7. That's how confident I feel in the Golden State Warriors pulling this thing off if they win tonight. How they win tonight? You need your stars to step up. Stephen Curry. Klay Thompson. Draymond Green. Andrew Wiggins. Even if he's hurt, if he's good enough to go out there, he's good enough to play, I'm expecting big things. Stars need to step up in big moments. You can go to your role players all you want. You can go to the Gary Paytons, the DiVincenzos, even Kevon Looney. Hell, he's not been a role player. He's been a hell of a player. But you can go to those guys, but when push comes to shove and you need big moments, you saw it last night. Who do the Celtics lean on? Late. And who struggled for most of that game? It was Jason Tatum. But when push came to shove, he showed out. He put that team on his back, and now they got a Game 7 in Boston. And Philly's got to be demoralized. And what else did you see last night? On the road. Denver going on the road against the Chris Paulus Phoenix Suns. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, no DeAndre Ayton. And the Nuggets went in there and tapped that ass. Dropped a 30-piece on them. You kidding me? Back-to-back years, the Suns going out that sad? Show some heart. My God. Nikola Jokic. Another triple-double. By the way, this is a crazy stat. Nikola Jokic has more combined playoff career triple-doubles by himself than any other center combined in NBA history. He has that many triple-doubles in the playoffs. He's unreal. Could have been a three-time MVP. Consecutive. But he'll have to settle for just back-to-back and a runner-up to Joel Embiid, the MVP. Now his team's on the brink, going up to Boston in Game 7. So you lean on your star players. Nuggets leaned on Jokic. Celtics leaned on Tatum. Are the Warriors going to lean on Steph? Is it going to be a Klay game? We keep waiting for Game 6 Klay. Is this going to be the one? And what a story that would be. Klay Thompson saving the dynasty in the arena. He grew up watching Kobe in, his favorite player. Grew up watching his dad. His dad now calls games on the radio side. He's a Laker, Showtime Laker. And to do it in that building against that team to force a Game 7, it's what scripts are made of, and it is in Hollywood. So 888-957-9570. Who are you looking at to step up tonight in a must-win situation again for the Golden State Warriors? And I think it's a must-win for the Lakers if we're just going to keep it a buck. I don't think they're coming back in Game 7 and beating the Golden State Warriors. I just do not. I do not. From the YouTube chat, Wiggins injury. Is it going to be the last day of the dynasty? That's from AK66GS. No cap. KD can win without Steph. It's been proven over and over again. You mean can't. There you go. You fix yourself, no cap. Yeah. I'm not going to get huge into the KD details today, but I'll say this, and I've said it in the past. He just didn't want to stay here. And I know that rubbed a lot of Warriors fans the wrong way because they had just won two of the last three championships. He'd just gotten hurt. Why not bring it back? The tumultuous season that it was, question, question, question. Are you coming back? Are you coming back? Are you coming back? Him and Draymond not getting along. I get it. It didn't end the greatest. It didn't end in a championship. But he won two of three. And the anger and vitriol I see directed towards that guy at times from this fan base is very odd to me. I don't understand it. It was his decision. He wanted to move on. He realized he was never going to be that dude on this team. It was going to be Steph getting all the accolades all the time because he's homegrown. He's Steph. He's the most beloved Bay Area athlete of all time. And Kevin Durant was never going to be that. And he realized that and wanted to move elsewhere. So he went to the Brooklyn Nets, tried to be that dude. His shoe size was a little smaller. Maybe things change. He would have knocked off the then future champion Milwaukee Bucks in that season. But his shoe size was what? A 17 instead of a 16? They go to overtime. They lose to Giannis. Giannis advances, beats the Hawks, then beats the Suns. And that's all she wrote. And then the Nets fall apart. Kyrie, James Harden, you get all that. And he goes to Phoenix. Everyone's scared. Chris Paul, Kevin Durant. And now we're realizing getting rid of Bridges, getting rid of Johnson, getting rid of your depth, that cost them. DeAndre Ayton, paying him all that money, probably not a great look. Guy didn't show up when it mattered most in these playoffs. Didn't show up last night, he was hurt. Chris Paul, guy never shows up when it matters most because he is getting hurt. It's just unfortunate, and it is what it is. And Kevin Durant, I don't begrudge him for moving on. I know a lot of Warriors fans still do. The guy won two titles here, be grateful. And you guys already won your title last year, and hell, you got a chance to do it again. So the past is the past, the future is now, and the future is Game 6 tonight. Crypto.com Arena, Lakers, Warriors. I'm so damn excited, I'm so damn pumped. Where are you at, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570 is the number. And YouTube chat is on fire this morning. Appreciate all y'all chiming in. My holy king thinks KD's career is almost over. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. He's not going to be that dude that he was with Golden State anymore. He definitely needs some support. Can he still be a number one on a winning team? I don't know. You know, this generation, it's getting old, whether we like it or not. This might be the last time we see LeBron James or a Stephen Curry compete for a title. It might be that. Hell, the team we might all be sleeping on, that could just be the young giant that could win the next few championships, is the Denver Nuggets, which I know it's hard to wrap our head around. And I was texting in the chats last night, multiple chats, Morning Roast, Steiny Guru, and we were discussing, I was texting, I was like, there's no way the Denver Nuggets are going to win the title, right? And then Evan and Steiny are like, why not? I was like, why not? Because it's the Denver Nuggets. They don't win. Historically, it just doesn't happen. And to which they would probably respond, like, well, it happens when it happens. The teams that were historical losers all the time, they have to win sometimes, right? The Eagles could never win the big one. They finally did. Well, the Nuggets, really, though? I just can't see it. If one of these teams, the Lakers or the Warriors, advance, I can't see it. And I know all the stats and all the history should tell me that the Nuggets should be favored and the Nuggets should advance, right? I just can't wrap my head around it. They got the young legs. They've gotten the rest. They've been the best team top to bottom in the NBA all season long. They got the MVP, one of the best players in the league, Nikola Jokic. Murray's been a baller. Porter Jr., he's been showing up. Aaron Gordon's been a role player that's been balling. KCP, are you kidding me? So everything points that they should be the favorites. I just can't believe it. I just can't. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's biased at all. I just can't wrap my head around it. I just cannot wrap my head around it. AK thinks the Denver's not beating the Lakers or the Warriors. I just can't see it either. Until they show me. Shout out Missouri. Shout out Guru, the Show Me State. 888-957-9570. 510 on the Comcast Business Text Line. The Lakers are going down, Spadone, brother. can't say that other word. Oh, I think you meant fakers in the track. Okay, but you put another word that I can't say. It's borderline. Not a word I can say here, right here on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game. Be sure to download the Odyssey app, by the way, if you didn't already mention that. 408. I'm starting to hate that dog on social media that picked the Warriors in seven. LOL, Lakers in six. The dog is a corgi, right? It's Air Corgi. Everyone's going to the dog prophecy, the corgi prophecy, if you will. Did that dog predict the Suns over the Bucks a couple years ago? I don't know. Maybe they did. I think they did. But it's fine. Listen, if a dog is going to be in the way of the Lakers winning game six, that's what you got bigger problems than that. Don't worry about a freaking dog. You have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And if it's the dog that's too much, then I guess you don't have the dog in you, as the kids like to say. God, I hate that. Meme's jumped the shark, by the way. It's always a pit bull. Just start going random dogs now. Just start going like, I like the Chihuahuas instead. Go a little Chihuahua in there. Dog. Got that dog in him, please. Lando on the YouTube chat and Corgi We Trust. Corgis. Those dogs. Talk about one of the funnier looking animals that we have, the corgi. Just look at its shape. And I know they're like herders or hunting dogs. I was like, just look at that thing. Those are supposed to take that dog seriously. There's just certain breeds of animals. I was like, come on. What are we doing? Corgis are one of them. I see way too many. It's a very trendy kind of dog to have these days. And I've never been into sort of like buying a dog just for the breed. And I get it if you have a certain like hunting need, or if you are a farmer or herder, stuff like that. I understand it. But I've always been, you know, rescue, SPCA, all that, local shelters, lots of dogs, lots of mutts out there that need your love. So if you're going to get a dog, don't just go buy one from a breed. Obviously, if you need one, police, military, all that makes sense. But go, or hypoallergenic, I get it. Need certain things, certain allergies, I get all that. But if you don't check any of those boxes, go to your local SPCA. Go get a dog. We got one 6 month old, Miles, this little terrier mutt. Oh, he's driving me nuts. He's driving me nuts, as you can see on my YouTube and face. I'm touching it. I have cats. Just is it asking too much here at 5:16 AM? And I've had to put up the baby gates. Please, just for the love of God, stop eating the cat poop. That's all I gotta say. Jade, if you're listening, I'm sorry. The dog's driving me nuts. He's driving me nuts. Didn't think you're going to listen to that here on the pregame show at 5:17, but there we are. Adopt. Shout out Air Corgi. Is the premonition going to come alive? Are the Warriors going to win in seven? We shall see. It starts tonight, game six. Your thoughts. Who needs to step up tonight? And is this a legacy game? Is this a legacy game for Stephen Curry and LeBron James? I'll tell you why. If we're already under the assumption, as I am, that if the Warriors win tonight, they're winning the whole damn thing. At least this series. Maybe the whole damn thing is stretching it. But let's just say they are. Warriors win tonight, force a game seven, win it all. I believe that Stephen Curry, with a chip, being down 3-1 against LeBron James, completing that comeback and going on to win it all, yeah, he jumps ahead of the LeBron in the all-time rankings. And you can say, oh, Steve and I said that a couple weeks. No. I'm saying it now. Without a shadow of a doubt, if Stephen Curry completes this comeback on LeBron James, he's the second greatest player in the history of the NBA. He'll have five rings. He would have solidified himself as the best player in this past decade. He would only be second to Michael Jordan if we're talking GOAT conversations and rings. Michael Jordan 6-0, obviously. But Steph would have tied Magic, tied Kobe, tied Duncan. And I would put Stephen freaking Curry at this age and what he's been able to do this season and these last few seasons and going back to back without KD, who we just mentioned, defeating the King in that jersey, spotting him a 3-1 lead. Yes, I'm putting Stephen Curry ahead of LeBron James if he completes this comeback and wins the whole damn thing. I am. Now, conversely, got to give both sides here. Shout out Matt Steinmetz. LeBron pulls this thing off and wins the whole damn thing. I think he's, if people already put him number two, that's fine. I think he solidifies himself as the best player the last 20 years. He's ahead of Duncan, ahead of Kobe, ahead of Steph. He gets the fifth. I put him above Magic. He's probably solidified himself as the number two greatest player of all time as well. So there is a lot on the line in this Game 6. This is a legacy game. Shout out Matt Steinmetz. Even though I know he said that in jest, but this is absolutely a legacy game. Where's it at? Give it to me, Steiny. Come on. I'm vamping. There we go.
This is a legacy game.
Certainly is, Matt Steinmetz.
This is a legacy game.
And who's going to shine? Game 6 tonight in L.A. Is it going to be Game 6 Clay? Is it going to be Stephen Curry? Draymond Green? Andrew Wiggins? We'll wait to see his availability. He is questionable, if you're just joining us, Andrew Wiggins. He is questionable for Game 6 with a left costal cartilage fracture. That's an area of the ribcage. That's per Anthony Slater. And our Dr. Nirav Pandya, our 95.7 The Game injury insider. The return to play on this injury depends largely on pain relief. If the athlete can breathe slash function with the pain, then they can return to play. There are various ways to control pain, i.e. injection, and protect the area. Again, that's from our Dr. Nirav Pandya. 888-957-9570. Pandy Zandy on the YouTube chat. It's better to rest Wiggins. If it's better to rest Wiggins, then they should. That's what he says. Okay. Sorry, butchered that here. I feel Steiny on that, by the way. Trying to read some of these YouTube chats. He's like, and he starts going on. He's like, no. Yeah. It's hard to proofread, though, when you're doing a solo show and try to read it. You got to do multitasks of talking and reading at the same time. It's difficult. But you know what? I just got to get better at it. But Pandy Zandy, if it's better to rest Wiggins, then they should. I don't know. That's a do or die game in Los Angeles. I think you're going to get the Lakers' best punch in this game. Even if it's a 70-60% Andrew Wiggins, I think you got to put him out there. He's been doing a hell of a job in LeBron James. And you're going to get LeBron James's, I believe, best punch in this game. You're going to need him out there. At 38 years old, he is still a beast. And he's still a top 10 player in this game. So, if it's 60%, 70%, what have you, I think you need Andrew Wiggins out there. But again, it's easy enough for me to say, as a guy talking to the radio at 5:15, who is slightly overweight. I think if I went to the doctors, they would say that. It's all right. We're getting there. Maybe I need to get on that soda. Shout out Bonte Hill, if you're listening, buddy. Get me on there. What do we got there? Now you're eating some cereal in the morning, some soups. I love soup, by the way. Highly underrated for talking all foods of all time. Chicken noodle, pasta. I had this tikka masala soup yesterday in a bread bowl from Panera Bread. Oof. It was fire. 888-957-9570. Is this a legacy game tonight, folks? For Stephen Curry and LeBron James?
This is a legacy game.
I think it is. What say you? 574. I don't think Stephen Curry has to win the championship to top LeBron. As long as he wins this series, I would put him above LeBron James. No. Got to win the whole thing. You'd still be tied with him in rings. This series would be a feather in his cap. You got to get another chip, though. Got it. You got to tie Magic, Kobe, Tim Duncan. I still got LeBron above those guys, even with four. But with fifth? Yeah, we're talking number two. And we're talking up there with Michael Jordan. We can be in that conversation. From the 510 Comcast Business Text Line, is AD playing tonight? All signs point that he is. Darvin Ham said that. Mike Trudell, I believe Willard Dibbs had him on yesterday, Lakers sideline reporter. He said they expect him to play, so we all expect Anthony Davis to play tonight. Not official, but that's what the word on the street is. Again, Andrew Wiggins, if you're just joining us, questionable for Game 6 with a left costal cartilage fracture. It just sounds painful. And does love costal a thing tonight? And that was horrible. Give myself a 2 for that one. That was forced. Shout out J-Lo, though. Great song. Who's going to step up tonight for the Golden State Warriors? Do they need a role player to step up? And who's it going to be? Because if I look at the Lakers, I'm looking at LeBron, I'm looking at AD, that's obvious. But they've always, in these wins, had another guy step up. Whether it's Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Lonnie freaking Walker the IV. You kidding me? Schroeder, who's going to step up in this game? Who's going to be that sidekick, if you will? Who's going to be the Robin to the Steph into the clay Batman. Who's going to be that guy? Is it GP2? Is it Kevon Looney? Is it Moses Moody? Jordan Poole? Who's it going to be? 888-957-9570 on the YouTube chat. Spakuki, the Laker fan? Wow, come on. Gotta be better. Sam looked at me. That's gotta be better than that. Spakuki, come on. You're better than that. Thomas.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim, Anthony Lamb, baby, let's go. Anthony Lamb revenge game. Come on. Spakuki. Morali, good morning. Get on these guys. They got to be better than that. I'm not getting a new job, St. Patty. Get off YouTube if you don't want to look at it. By the way, we're streaming on Twitch and YouTube Monday through Friday here on 95.7 The Game. Just be sure to search 95.7 The Game in that search bar. Like, subscribe, all that jazz. You can also follow me on Twitter at @Spadoni_Joe for all of your Bay Area sports coverage. We got 49ers schedule release. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit on the other side. Just, I know it's Game 6 Friday, though, so we're all about the dubs. But we can take a couple minutes to look about that schedule. 49ers starting their first two games on the road. And I'll tell you what those teams they are playing, are 888-957-9570. It's Game 6 Friday. It's Phil Collins Friday. It's a payday Friday. It's a good vibe Friday right here on the pregame show. So hit me up at 888-957-9570. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. More Game 6 thoughts right here on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Phil Collins Friday for all those who observe. Tonight, Game 6. It's Payday Friday. Lakers Warriors, Game 6. Win or go home for the dubs. Try to force a Game 7 on Mother's Day. This is just the script writers. Oh, chef's kiss. Adam Silver knows what he's doing. It's just beautiful. Winner of this series goes on to face the number one seeded Denver Nuggets. Nuggets take care of business last night, smashing the Chris Paulless Suns, the DeAndre Aytonless Suns. Booker, Durant, no showing. And that was all she wrote there. I don't know where they go from here. I don't know where the Phoenix Suns go from here. Because it's starting to feel like the days of KD leading a team are over. And can Devin Booker be that one? He was on fire for a lot of this series, but trouble ahead for the Phoenix Suns, I'll just say that. Another series that's going to extend to a Game 7. Going back to Boston now are the Celtics and Sixers. Celtics, Jason Tatum, clutch late, struggled for most of that game. I saw a stat line, I was in the chat, I was like, is this stat line real? Like halfway to go in the fourth quarter, Jason Tatum's 1 for 14? I was like, Jesus, this is not good. And of course I tweet that and send that. And he just rattles off a couple threes in a row, night-night. So now that series is going back to Boston, and I got to love the Celtics' chances in that one. Sixers feeling like they blew an opportunity there late, up 2 with a couple minutes to go left, and then they spilled it. I don't know what else to say. You had the MVP. You have Embiid, right? Best player on the planet. Couldn't lean on him late. It's tough. That is tough if you're the Sixers because you felt like you have a golden opportunity here. Facing either the Heat or the Knicks, you expect the Heat to get the job done today. They're going up against the Knicks at home, so we shall see there. That humidity will get you, I'll tell you that. New York, those Knicks don't want to feel that heat. Humidity, man, in an indoor arena. I still can't believe that was an excuse. Who was that, Mike Greenberg? Oh, my God. Yeah, traveling down to South Florida, it's, you know, takes a lot out of a team. Miss me with that crap. Is it going to take a lot of the Warriors who travel down to LA? What temperature is it down there? 85 degrees? Oh, but it's a dry heat, so it's fine. Miss me with that crap. 888-957-9570. We're up and streaming on Twitch and YouTube. Go ahead and search 95.7, like, and subscribe there. Good morning to all of you. Pandy Zandy, me family, no cap, ZM exposed bandwagon 77. I love that. You got the Patrick Mahomes meme in there. It's a great name, exposed bandwagon 777. Nuggets are winning the championship. We'll see. I just can't wrap my head around the Denver Nuggets winning it all. I'm sorry. I just can't. And I'm going to ask Alan Stiles next segment. He's in for Joe Shasky, so we'll have the turnstiles, as I call it. Not the crossover. No Joe Shasky. We'll call it the turnstiles if he sees the Nuggets potentially winning it all. I don't see it. I just can't. Until it happens, I'm not going to believe it. How about that? Until it happens, I am not going to believe it. Thomas Kim Tatum was great in the fourth, man. He was. It was a special performance late for him, putting the team on his back. And he's been taking a lot of heat, and I've given it to him this past week. You know what? I'd said I'd rather have Jason Tatum, check that, Jaylen Brown over Jason Tatum if I'm starting a franchise. I still believe that. But you know what? Tatum shut up a lot of critics like me last night, the last couple minutes. Now, can he finish it off in Game 7? I think they got a great chance to do that, and I think they got a great chance next series against either the Miami Heat or the New York Knickerbockers. Who's winning tonight, though? And who's stepping up? And is this a legacy game for Stephen Curry and LeBron James? I think it is. I think winner of this game tonight, obviously if the Lakers win tonight, they advance. But I think the Warriors winning tonight also signals an advancement for them. I know you can say, Spoto, you can't sleep on Game 7. Anything could happen. Injuries. Blah, blah, blah. No. Warriors winning tonight, they're winning the series. Do you buy that? Because I sure as hell do. 888-957-9570. Real quick, I wanted to touch on some of this sound. Because President of Basketball Operations Bob Myers joined Steiny and Goo yesterday for the executive show, as he does. Was it each and every other week? Zaza and then Bob, they switch off. But President of Basketball Operations Bob Myers joined the guys yesterday. You know, he was asked, hey, you know, Bob, what if you guys had lost Game 5? And here was his thoughts.
What I thought last night going in, Guru, was if we go down 4-1, then we're not very good. I mean, as harsh as that is of a conclusion, if you lose 4-1 in a series, you got beat. You got beat pretty bad. You barely avoided being swept. So my thinking was, I was confident we would win because our guys have proven they respond with their backs up against the wall. But I also had a feeling of if we don't, that kind of gives you your answer. And that's how I looked at it. But I had a good feeling we would win the game.
As did I, Bob. And the Warriors did win that game, hung on, and they forced a Game 6 tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Here's more from President of Basketball Operations for the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers, talking about whether or not he's made a decision on his contract.
I would say I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't need to know. I mean, somebody smart a long time ago gave me advice, and it's kind of hard to follow, but don't make a decision until you have to. Mm-hmm. We often don't do that. I often don't do that, but I've tried to do that. It's good advice, honestly, when you make any decision, when you two make a decision, when I make a decision. There's a time when you have to make it, you make it. But let whatever you feel have its opportunity to move you in directions. That's how I try to look at it.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the candor. I don't know. Am I going to come back next year? I like it. Bob's just being real. And I appreciate that authenticity, and I think that's why we love him here in the Bay Area. Just an authentic man. Authentic dude. It's NBC authentic. Shout out Bonte if you're listening. Bob's the best, and it would suck if he left. But man, would he put himself up in the elite of the elite if he's not already the best. The top executive in the Bay Area history, right? Just think of GMs. Ms. Sabian. Myers. Who else are we going to put up there? Billy Bean, if you want. Obviously, you got the Niners, Carmen Policy back then. DeBartolo, if you want to put them there. Okay. Who else? It's Bob Myers. He's number one. I don't even think it's close if we're just going to keep it a buck, as the kids like to say. I don't even think it's close. Let's not pressure Bob, Pandy Zandy. Bob knows. He knows. I was like, does he? I think how this series ends... Like, you heard it from Bob there. If they had lost in Game 5, I think it's pretty easy for him to walk away saying, listen, we're just not good. You heard it there. if we had lost game five, 4-1, we're just not a good team. You got handily beat by the Lakers. And I think at that point, if you're Bob Myers, you can be like, you know what? I think it's my time here is done. And I'll move on to something else. I think I maxed out here. But if they win this series to complete the comeback, when next series win the whole damn thing, I could see him re-signing. So I believe Bob Myers when he says he hasn't made a decision and he doesn't know. I absolutely believe him. I think a lot of decisions are going to be made by how this series ends. That's why game six tonight, 7 o'clock tip, right here at 95.7 The Game, Warriors live at 6 o'clock. John Dickinson, who's going to be live down there. That's why there's so many ramifications riding on this series and this game tonight. I'm so damn excited to watch it and discuss, be a part of it with all of you right here at 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Is it going to be a close game? Is it going to be a blowout? Again, if you're just joining us, Andrew Wiggins, this via Anthony Slater of The Athletic late last night, our 95.7 The Game insider. Andrew Wiggins is listed, I should say, as questionable for game six with a left costal cartilage fracture. That's an area of the rib cage. Now, Dr. Nirav Pandya, our 95.7 The Game injury insider for UCSF Health, smart man, does it better than anyone. Return to play, this via Doc, quote, return to play depends largely on pain relief. If the athlete can breathe slash function with the pain, then they can return to play. There are various ways to control pain, i.e. injection, and protect the area. So if it's a pain tolerance thing, you would expect Wiggins to be out there. But if he's hampered at all, going up against King James, who's going to be fired up, the entire Laker fan base is going to be fired up. That's why I think it's incumbent on the Golden State Warriors to have a very strong start early. Do what the Denver Nuggets did last night. Don't leave any doubt out there. How much is that Wiggins injury going to impact his performance, this game, this team for the Golden State Warriors? Let me know. 888-957-9570. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back. Alan Stiles is going to join me next. He's going to be in for Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast. The Turnstiles. Get Game 6 previews more there, and maybe touch on the 49ers schedule. Yes, it was released yesterday. All the NFL schedules, go through some of their primetime matchups. And they start the season on the road. Familiar territory for them. So we'll discuss all that next right here on the pregame show, right here at 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Phil Collins Friday. Payday Friday. Game 6. Western Conference Semis Friday. Warriors heading down to Los Angeles to take on the Lakers. Tip-off of that tonight at 7. We'll have all of that right here on 95.7 The Game with the great Tim Roy, who will be on the call. Warriors live starting at 6. John Dickinson will be live from Crypto.com Arena. The stars will be out. And will the Warriors stars be shining in this game brighter than the Lakers? LeBron, AD. How's AD going to look? We'll see. Looks like he wasn't even put in concussion protocol, so he's probably going to play tonight. And how's Andrew Wiggins going to play? Listed as questionable for Game 6 with a left costal cartilage fracture. And that's an area of the ribcage that, per Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. Continue to take your calls and texts for Game 6. YouTube, Twitch, continue to keep going. You guys are crushing it. 888-957-9570. Comcast Business text line as well. 49ers got their schedule, as did every other NFL team. A lot of fun schedule videos. If you haven't seen who's the Titans, they had a funny one asking people certain logos, who they think they are, and everyone just fails miserably if you don't follow along football. It's funny. Jaguars also had a good one. So it's turned into this social media thing. Who can have the best release videos? Chargers are pretty solid. I think they did like certain versions of Pop-Tarts for each team they're playing. And I think Vegas was a filthy ashtray Pop-Tart flavor. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. 49ers. Excuse me. On the road to start the year against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of Super Bowl trophies involved in that matchup. That's kind of one of those matchups that we've always felt like probably should have been a Super Bowl matchup because they've both been in so many so long these past decades, decade after decade after decade. And it's never came to fruition. Kind of those what-if scenarios, if you will. Obviously, the Steelers dominating the 70s, Niners 80s. Steelers went to, what, one or two in the 90s? And then, obviously, one early 2000s, mid-2000s, and then, obviously, haven't been back to one since, what, 2010, 2011 against the Green Bay Packers. So, fun matchup there in Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett versus who? Is it going to be Kenny Pickett v. Sam Darnold? Kenny Pickett v. Brock Purdy? Trey Lance? Either way, 49ers got to feel pretty damn good about that matchup. I'm not sold on Kenny Pickett one iota, by the way. Not even close. And then, after that, go to the Rams. So we got two to open the season on the road at Pittsburgh, at Los Angeles. And then your home opener 4 days after that. It's a Thursday night home opener. It's interesting. Against the New York football Giants, Danny Dimes. He's got a new toy in Darren Waller. That should be exciting. So 49ers home opener, September 21st. So a lot to break down there, and we'll continue to do that all day right here on 95.7 The Game. Just a couple news and notes there. Wanted to share the 49ers. We can get back to the Warriors. 888-957-9570. Is this a legacy game tonight? Simple as that. Is this a legacy game for Stephen Curry and LeBron James? I think it is. A lot of you are going to say it's going to be Game 7 if it comes down to that. No. I think it's tonight on the road when you're going to get the Lakers' toughest test, which I believe is tonight. If Stephen Curry shows out, hell, if he doesn't, if this team just gets the win and forces a Game 7, and then truly all the pressure will be on the Lakers, because I'm not buying that all the pressure is now on Los Angeles to perform in this one. There's a lot, sure. But the Warriors have to stave off elimination. They're also going to be desperate. And you have to play with desperation. It's Western Conference semis. It's the Lakers. It's the Warriors. It's LeBron. It's Steph. If you can't get up for this game, I don't know what to tell you. You got to get up for it. Role players, everyone. Is the stars and the lights going to be too bright for some of these guys? Maybe. It just maybe. It looks like that so far for Klay Thompson. At this arena, it's looked like that. Game 6 Klay, is that still a thing? We'll find out tonight. And if it's a close game, like there have been at Crypto, if it's a close game, can the Warriors finally win a close one? Because that's the thing. In crunch time, they have just not been able to get it done. And not just in this series, kind of all season. Can they get it done in crunch time? Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, joined the Morning Roast a few days ago. And he was talking about the Warriors not being able to close games late. And here was his thoughts.
It's kind of who they've been this year. They've been a bad fourth quarter team, particularly a bad late fourth quarter team on the road. It just finally bit them yesterday with shot selection. I think part to give them a little bit of an excuse, I do think their fatigue set in with some of those shots, particularly the Steph one. It looked like when he got it back from Davis, it was like, did he have the effort to go try to beat Anthony Davis?
Right.
It just looked like he's like, just dialing up the step back three. And part of that is the minutes low that they're forced to play in some ways because of the lack of depth right now. And also, you know, you went 7 against the Kings. This is what, the 6th or 7th straight game. They've only had one day off. And they're old, you know, they're older players. Like, I just think it's all catching up to them. This season is catching up to them.
Has it caught up to them fully? We'll wait and see tonight. Game 6, Lakers, Warriors. Again, Warriors Live starting at 6 o'clock with John Dickinson. We'll have all the coverage all day. Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs. Just fired up to be here, man. Shout out Steve Ballmer. Where are my Ballmer cuts at? Come on.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool!
God, is there anyone more excited about life than Steve Ballmer? My God. Hold on. Where's my other one? This might be the all-timer if I could find the drop. I'll start vamping here for a little bit. But the one where he's just yelling out the word toilets for no reason, because of the Clippers getting so many of them in their new arena, might have been the funniest thing I've ever heard all year long. If there's a Doobies, I missed the Doobies last year or whatever it was. There's a Doobie Award for the most outrageous soundbite of the year for the Morning Roast. It's got to be Steve Ballmer saying toilets. There it is.
Toilets! Toilets!
That's how I feel tonight. That's how I feel after going to Taco Bell, actually.
Toilets!
Oh, my God. 888-957-9570. I'm fired up for this game. It's game six, Warriors-Lakers. Who's going to the game? Anyone going that's listening? Down in Los Angeles, down in quote-unquote enemy territory? Who's going to Crypto.com? What's the price getting in there right now? I got to Google that as Alan Stiles joins me now for the Turnstiles. And Alan, we've just been talking about this. And you know what? I said it yesterday, and I'll continue to say it. This is a legacy game. This is a legacy game for Stephen Curry for LeBron James. I think so. Because I'm under the assumption that Game 7, if it gets to one, I think the Warriors are going to wax the Lakers. I don't even think it's going to be close.
Yeah, well, and obviously we'll get more into the Andrew Wiggins thing. And look, if he's on the court, I think that's what we learned from 2016 if you're a Warriors fan. If you're on the court, nobody really cares what the excuse is. And that's really how it is in all sports. But just specifically, other people that want to hate, it's very easy to hate and just ignore what you're seeing, right? To go back to 2016 and to watch Kevin Love, quote-unquote, locking up Steph Curry. Does he lock up Steph Curry if Steph Curry's 100%? No. But at the same time, nobody really is 100% in the playoffs.
No.
So I get all that as well. So if Andrew Wiggins does step on the court, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Honestly, Joe, he could be limping. He could, his rib could be popping out. And if the Lakers won, people would say Steph didn't get it done. Right? Yeah. People would say Steph didn't get it done. That's just how it is. It would be the same thing with Anthony Davis. He's probable, right? Meanwhile, Andrew Wiggins is questionable. So to some degree, you're right. I actually wonder, you know, for I would say more LeBron fans than Laker fans. So LeBron fans versus Warriors fans, since this has gone on for so long, and we were in the group chat talking about it yesterday. If on both sides, when you talk about it being a legacy game, does it sound, it's not, but does it sound crazy to say that this is so close to being on par with actually winning the whole thing?
Bragging rights would be nice.
It's not the same,
but bragging rights would feel pretty damn good. You can best believe I'll be strutting my stuff if the Lakers win next week. And the whole staff will be rubbing in my face if the Warriors win. I get it. I fully expect that. And that's the fun part about sports, right? You can be bragging. We can be all that sort of stuff. It gets nasty. Social media is disgusting. I've been seeing you getting crushed a lot.
I'm getting crushed. That comes with, like Bonte said, when you go viral, you're going to get crushed.
Yes.
And when I look at the numbers, you know, my numbers are still popping.
There you go, Larry June. We're doing numbers. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I used to say business is booming, but now that AB just lost, he can't say business is booming anymore. But it is crazy, man, because you the thing about sports banter is that it's very similar, not to take it there, but I'm going to go there anyway. To be honest, Joe, it's very similar to politics.
Oh, God.
People sit there all day long and go back and forth and assume that, hey, I'm giving forth my best points. Somebody else thinks that they're giving forth their best points. When ultimately, all you're going to end in is a stalemate. That's the worst part about the Twitter beefs to me, is that nobody ever wants to be the last person to send the tweet. So, like, it'll look as if I'm getting dunked on, when in reality, brother, I'm not going to go back and forth with you all day long. Just hit me up and let's do a podcast.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to keep responding to you back and forth.
Probably the biggest troll of them all, the guy that started most of this stuff, is Skip Bayless, right? He has his Twitter account. Doesn't respond to anyone.
And I need to learn more of that.
I'm new in the game. The ultimate troll. That's the king of the trolls right there.
Exactly.
So, Alan, ultimately tonight, it's game six, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can miss me with the Lonnie Walkers, the Austin Reeves,
sure,
the Moses Moody's, the no, the stars got to show up tonight. Looking at Steph Curry, I'm looking at Klay Thompson, I'm looking at Anthony Davis, I'm looking at LeBron.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Draymond. All the starters need to show up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have most faith in getting it done for the Warriors tonight? Is it Steph Curry?
It has to be Steph. But
historically, he's just not shot well there.
No,
and he hasn't shot well the last couple games.
It's the Showtime lighting, whatever it is. If I'm the Warriors, your hope is that Steph gets hot early, because it's not as if the Lakers would ever guard him differently. You're always going to guard Steph. He could be 0-1,000 in Staples Center. You're still going to close out on him hard.
Yeah.
But if he gets hot early, then in that second half, you kind of do what you did to Boston towards the end of that series, where now he's just driving to the rack because you can't continue to let him, you know, shoot threes. But really, this comes down to Klay Thompson. Mm-hmm. And I know I sat there with Vontae, as we'll probably do today, and talk about I didn't want to force Klay Thompson. With this Andrew Wiggins news, you need Game 6 Klay. You don't have a choice. And looking yesterday, I think both teams saw exactly what they needed to see when looking at the Sixers versus Celtics game. If you're the Lakers, you see how Philly got, you know, started off hot, thought that the Celtics were dead in the water, their star wasn't doing anything, took their foot off the gas with an MVP on their team, and now you got to go back to Boston, and it's going to be tough. So the Lakers are seeing that, saying, we just saw the blueprint on what not to do.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Warriors are saying, we saw a team start off pretty slow. Their star wasn't doing well, but they stuck with it, grinded it out, and ended up getting it done. Now they're going back to Boston on a Game 7. So the Warriors saw exactly what to do. So I don't know how much that matters, but they did see both sides of it.
And I'm sure the Warriors actually would just rather follow the Nuggets blueprint and blow them out by 30 in the first half. Let's just do that, and then let's just chill.
Let's just
go
get
to Game 7.
Exactly.
Yes, that's Alan Stiles. He's joining Ponte Hill next for the Morning Roast. Again, Warriors Live starting at 6 o'clock tonight. John Dickinson live down at Crypto.com Arena. We'll have all that coverage leading up to tip-off with the great Tim Roy. We'll be on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Don't go anywhere, folks. Game 6 tonight. Morning Roast next.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.